From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Authorities are on the scene of yet another burned church in Alabama. The Beaverton Free Will Baptist Church was set ablaze yesterday afternoon. It's in a rural county in the western part of the state, not far from nine other Baptist churches that have burned in the past 10 days. The string of church arsons has garnered national attention in a state where church burnings evoke memories of the 1960s, when black congregations were targeted because of their role in the civil rights movement. Alabama was also the site of a rash of church burnings in the mid-90s, some of which were found to be racially motivated. But in this case, the linking factor is that these are all Baptist churches in remote areas. Half of the congregations are African American, half are predominantly white. Chris McCool is the district attorney for Lamar County, the site of yesterday's arson.
State agents, federal agents, local agents, there's a lot of folks dedicated to this investigation.
We'll hear more from the federal agent coordinating the investigation later, but first, a look at how unsolved crimes like this can unsettle a community. The Alabama fires have local residents on edge and speculating about who would want to burn down houses of worship. Reporter Tanya Ott of member station WBHM in Birmingham spent this week driving down some of the back roads of West Alabama.
This is Alabama's Black Belt, so named for the dark, rich soil that made cotton king and fueled the institution of slavery. Today, the area remains predominantly African American, poor, and rural.
Nobody comes to Galilee without really coming to Galilee. It's nothing you can accidentally find.
Bob Little is pastor of Galilee Missionary Baptist Church in tiny Panola, Alabama, near the Mississippi border. Sometime early Tuesday morning, someone braved the long dirt road that leads a mile into the woods to burn Little's church to the ground. The only things that remain are the concrete front steps and the headstones in the cemetery.
It's very shocking because everybody else was on the main thoroughfare. And when you talk about Galilee, we are off the beaten trail. To find us, you have to be really and already plotted something out to do something of this magnitude.
Galilee Missionary Baptist has been a presence in Panola for more than a century. Churches are the center of public life here in rural Alabama. Even the local road names back that up. Hope Way, Holy Lane, and Faith Circle. But this month's church fires are testing that faith, says Pastor Little.
Somebody just have a vendetta, just got an evil spirit about them, just to burn churches, you know.
That's just one of the rumors circulating, that the fires were set by devil worshipers or maybe whacked-out meth addicts. Investigators are looking for a dark SUV reportedly spotted driving slowly by a church shortly after it was set on fire. Witnesses say a white man was behind the wheel, and that's fueling speculation among people like Panola resident Shirley Collins that the fires are race-related.
I think the white churches were burned initially to just kind of throw you off track, to say, okay, well, they're just burning churches. But you don't just go out and randomly burn churches.
Collins, who is black, says many of her black friends and neighbors agree. But down the road in the town of Bology, where Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church also burned, lunchtime diners at the Bology Cafe dismiss the theory. David Shaw is a private practice attorney in nearby Utah, Alabama.
What I'm struck by is if you're looking for a rural church to burn in this part of the state, in Greene County, you're going to find black churches just because there aren't that many white rural churches in Greene County.
Shaw says he thinks folks are giving the arsonists too much credit, assuming it's part of a larger, more organized conspiracy.
It's more the product of ignorance on a few people's part than it is a hate crime per se. I don't think it was targeted at any individuals. It was just a bunch of people acting stupid.
Don Williams stopped by the Bology Cafe during his route reading meters for the local electric company. He says, if anything, the fires are pulling the community together.
Everybody hates to see everybody lose their church, where the place where they go worship. It's hard on them.
But Shaw and Williams are white, and while local white residents say the criminals are equal opportunists, black residents overwhelmingly think they're being targeted. This spate of fires is rekindling old tensions, memories of church bombings during the civil rights movement, and a string of racially motivated church arsons in 1996. Trying to ease nerves during a tour to affected churches earlier this week, Alabama Governor Bob Riley said it's too early to assign motive.
I think this is an isolated instance, but I don't think there is a grand conspiracy out there against the Baptist church or against religion.
Riley says the arsonists are probably just thrill seekers. Still, residents, both black and white, are worried about potential copycats, so they're taking precautions. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott.